In a few minutes, what's the show economically for 100 days work? I'm David Brancaccio. First, we often think that pandemic low interest rates are driving the stock market as investors see few alternatives these days. But companies making a buck can also keep that market strong. By today, just over a third of the companies in the S&P 500 index, the big ones, have come out with their quarterly results, and most are higher than expected. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
On average, over 80% of the companies that have reported have surprised to the upside with earnings estimates, and over 70% of them have surprised to the upside on their sales figures. That's very positive and a positive bolster for the sentiment in the market.
All right, so we'll see what happens as the others come in. Now, the Federal Reserve, our central bankers, are meeting this morning, and I know they're concerned about inflation, but they're not going to change policy, are they?
Highly unlikely, in my opinion. The Fed's been very consistent that they are going to keep rates low. And if inflation comes up, they're going to see it as transitory. They are okay running inflation over 2%, trying to get that average number at 2%. Remember, we've been under that number for a long time.
All right. Susan Schmidt. She's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. She's out of Chicago. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, President Biden gives his first speech to a joint session of Congress just 2 days before his first 100 days in office. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on what the administration's been doing so far to work on the economy.
Parts of the economy the Biden administration inherited look like Washington, D.C.'s arena stage. Instead of gearing up to host hundreds of guests every night, executive producer and president Edgar Dobie says...
What it's being used for at the moment is a place where you can get a vaccination. We can do up to 1,000 vaccinations a day there, which is thrilling.
Dobie says Arena Stage stayed afloat thanks to COVID relief programs from the Trump and Biden administrations. This week, Dobie's team put in an application for the $16 billion Shuttered Venues program in the administration's latest relief package.
When we're in full flight, we're about a $20 million a year operation. Performances, education programs, and special events. We almost overnight lost $14 million worth of that revenue.
Schools have received even more support, including in the American Rescue Plan. Emma Garcia is an education economist at the Economic Policy Institute.
Almost $130 billion for K-12 education. And part of that was meant to allow for school reopening.
Garcia says the administration is hoping to add to that number through its infrastructure package. It's also pushed a flurry of executive orders on the economy. But so far, the administration's been sticking to plans it can implement without Republican support, says Ken Jacobs, chair of the Labor Center at UC Berkeley.
Most everything Biden is proposing are things that are budgetary, which means they can be moved through the Senate procedure called reconciliation, which can be done with a majority vote.
While the first 100 days has been a rush of action and activity, Jacobs points out many of the bigger economic issues that the administration wants to tackle will require congressional compromise. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Among the features of the speech will be how the administration plans to raise taxes to pay for big-ticket programs such as Infrastructure Plan Part 2. moving the top income tax bracket from 37% to 39.6%, and nearly doubling the tax on capital gains and dividends for people who earn $1 million or more. And there's news this morning. Biden will detail a new policy proposal to support families. Marketplace's Nova Safo has been sifting through the advanced info on this.
Hi, David. The White House wants you to think of it as money for children and families, this proposal they're come up with. That's how a senior Biden administration official put it to reporters. And in the second half of the infrastructure package, the administration wants to spend $1.8 trillion. Couple that with the first half of the infrastructure package that we've already talked about, and you have $4 trillion of spending over 10 years. There are the tax increases you just mentioned. The administration is calling it all of this transformational spending. Republicans say it's too much spending.
Now, children and families in this new thing, targeted how?
Well, the Biden administration is putting a lot of emphasis on low and middle income families, saying the average family will save about $13,000 to $15,000 a year in childcare expenses, and they estimate 5 million children will benefit. And here's how some of that breaks down. They want to make it more affordable to have childcare. They're proposing free preschool for all 3 and 4 year olds and 2 years of free community college, regardless of income.
And I see tax credits in this proposal.
Yes, $800 billion worth. Among the most notable has to do with the child tax credit. Under the last COVID relief package, eligibility was expanded to include certain low-income families that had been shut out in the past. Also, the amount of the credit was increased. Biden wants to make the eligibility expansion permanent, and he wants to keep the increase in the amount of the benefit until 2025.
All right, that is Marketplace's Nova Safo. Thank you. As big bank after big bank reports billions of dollars lost lending money to a single hedge fund, Archegos, we talk about how these transactions were set up on the Lowdown Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed if you miss our coverage on the air. I'm David Brancaccio. We're all from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.